It's time for the 8-Minute Devotion. The 8-Minute Devotion is a daily message that fills you with hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Here's your host, Pastor Cameron Walcott.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the 8-Minute Devotion, our Thursday episode. And what a blessing it is to be able to spend this time together. What a blessing it is to be able to look into the Word of God. We are looking, of course, at the book of Romans. We're looking at the glorious truths in this epistle that Paul wrote to the church in Rome. And we've been looking the last few weeks at Romans chapter 8. The whole book of Romans, you know, is so full of glorious truths. And Romans 8, center of the book, has so many of them laid out for us. If you ask me what my favorite chapter in the Bible is, I would say Romans chapter 8, and it's a glorious chapter full of truth. And today we're going to look again at Romans 8, verse 29, and then we'll also go back to, and then we'll also read verse 30 today, and we're going to look at a few words that are in this passage. Romans 8, 29 and 30. It says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." You know, in verse 30, I see four words right there. I see the words predestined, called, justified, and glorified. Predestined, called, justified, and glorified. And the first word here is predestined. And actually, in coming weeks, when we look at the next section of Romans, we're going to look at what predestination is all about, how God's predestination interacts with his foreknowledge, and how God's predestination interacts with the free will that he has given to us. You know, there are many different extremes when it comes to predestination, that, you know, some believe that God predestines some for heaven, some for hell, and no matter what you do, there's no chance you can change that, that God just irrevocably decreed when he created some for hell, some for heaven. I don't believe that. I believe that's a wrong interpretation of predestination. What is predestination? Again, we're going to look at it in depth in a few weeks, but here, really, the predestination is based on God's foreknowledge. The verse before verse 30 that we also read today explains it for us. It says, those whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. And we can say that God's predestination in these two verses, it's God determining this one is going to be like Jesus. This one is going to be changed and transformed into the image of my Son based on the choice he knew he would make. He foreknew those who would receive him. He foreknew those who would reject him. He knew the choices we would make. And he said, this one, I'm going to change to be like my Son. This one, this man, this woman is going to become like Jesus. And God's predestination is really his decision to change and transform every man and woman of faith. He says, I'm going to change and transform them to be like my Son. And the predestination leads to the calling. Those whom he predestined, he called. He called us out of darkness into his glorious light. So that second word is called. He called us into salvation. He called us into a relationship with him. Before he called us, you think of when he called the disciples and he said, follow me. The disciples had a choice to make. Am I going to follow or am I not? And that's the choice we have to make. We have to say yes to the Lord. We do not earn our salvation. I will say that as repeatedly as I can. In no way can we earn our salvation. We are utterly incapable of earning anything from the Lord. We deserve nothing. We don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve his grace. We only deserve his judgment. We do not deserve to be saved, but that doesn't mean we have no part to play. We do need to say, yes, Lord. We do need to have faith and say, Lord, I believe. Lord, by your grace, I'm saying yes. I'm going to obey you. So God calls us, and our part is not to earn anything. It's not to do anything. It's just to say yes to the Lord. So those first he predestined us, then he called us to salvation. Once we say yes, Lord, once we say yes to him by faith, we are justified. The third word here, those whom he called, he also justified. And justification is the process where we are made right with God. Our life is crooked. Our life is wrong. He justifies us. You know, think of justification in Microsoft Word. Full justification. Your document becomes straight. That might be a reference only people my age understand. You know, the older generation may not have used Word so much, and the younger generation, they don't even really use Word that much. They're so much on the phones and mobile apps, but if you're my age, you understand what I mean. Justification, the page becoming straight, our lives being transformed. Those whom he called, he also justified. And you know, justification means we are found innocent in the eyes of God. When God the judge looks at us, he doesn't see sinful Cameron. He doesn't see you and your sin, but he sees the righteousness of Jesus. He sees the righteousness of his perfect son. So those whom he called, he also justified. And then finally, the last word we're looking at today, those whom he justified, he also glorified. And glorification is that process of God's glory resting on his people. And it's a gradual process, but will only be finished when we are in heaven. And that's when we are fully glorified. And you know, on the great resurrection day, that's when the process is truly finished. We receive our glorified bodies and we rule and reign with Christ forever and ever. With a perfect body, with the glory of the Lord shining through us, we reflect his glory. But he also, you know, the scriptures show us he imbues us with his glory. So his very glory becomes ours and we become like Jesus. We become like the Son of God. It doesn't mean we become him. He is always preeminent. He is always absolutely separate. He is always the head eternally. He is the only begotten Son of God. We are not. But yet he shares his glory with us, and that's what glorification is about. He becomes the firstborn of many brethren, the firstborn with many brothers. He shares his glory with us. And what a glorious thing that is. He predestined us, he called us, he justified us, and ultimately he glorifies us, that the very glory of God is shared with his people. I love that promise. I love that verse. And I know, friends, if we continue in the faith while we walk with the Lord, our future is more glorious than we can imagine. We will be glorified with him. Thank you for watching and listening. We'll be back tomorrow on the 8-Minute Devotion.
Thank you for listening to the 8-Minute Devotion. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen to or watch it. And email us at the8minutedevotion@gmail.com with any questions or comments. May God bless you.